And I don't have time to develop chapter 17, but just let me tell you, it's an unbelievable study as you see what is happening in our world. And as you understand, the Pope the other day made the statement to all the politicos in the European continent, remember our heritage and the religion that brought us together. That's that one piece of material that will make all the European countries cohesive and coming together in the European Economic Community, or the United States of Europe. And then the revived Roman Empire. Look at chapter 17, verse 16. The ten horns. Again, I'm taking some shortcuts here. I've got the materials if you want to study more. Chapter 17, verse 16, and the ten horns which thou sawest upon the beast, these shall hate the whore, and shall make her desolate and naked, and shall eat her flesh, and burn her with fire. For God hath put in their hearts to fulfill his will. By the way, God uses evil men to accomplish his will. He puts in the hearts of the revived Roman Empire. They get rid of this false religiosity headquartered in the city of Rome. May I suggest to you something? This false religiosity in the city of Rome could not be established with Islam still in power. No way will the Islamic faith coexist even with Satan. They must be removed. Now let me see. You take out Syria, Egypt, Iran, Afghanistan, Pakistan, Turkey, Libya, Ethiopia, Sudan, Somalia, you're pretty good dent into the Islamic faith. You have rendered them inoperative. In chapter 18 of Revelation, the headquarters from the Antichrist moves from Rome, Italy, momentarily in Jerusalem for the abomination of desolation, and then in the last 3.5 years moves to modern-day Iraq, Babylon. Now, do you remember how religious Saddam Hussein is? Well, he's not. He's a human, secular humanist, basically, who puts on the trappings of religiosity to lead his people. He's a independent solo player, basically, in the Middle East. Most of the Arab countries don't want anything to do with him. His own people despise him. And so he's a lone wolf in the Middle East. We've wiped out all of those compatriots, and now we're seeing at the midway point of the tribulation, Iraq, Babylon, now may its appearance as the major player of the world because the Antichrist is headquartered there. God has got a plan for Babylon, though. God is the final solution for all of those who would be living in modern-day Iraq. Chapter 16 of the book of Revelation. Chapter 16 is the last of the seven judgments. There are three sets of seven judgments, seven trumpet judgments, seven vial judgments, and seven seal judgments. Seven seals in chapter 6. Seven trumpets in chapters 8, 9, and 11. Seven vials in chapter 16. The last of the 21 judgments, verse 17 of chapter 16. And the seventh angel poured out his vial into the air, and there came a great voice out of the temple of heaven from the throne, saying, it is done. And there were voices and thunders and lightnings, and there was a great earthquake such as was not since men were upon the earth. That one in the early part of the tribulation period there in Jerusalem is nothing compared to the one that's going to be here. A great earthquake such as was not since there were men on the earth, so mighty an earthquake and so great, verse 19, and the great city, chapter 18 of Revelation, five times defines the great city as Babylon. It's not Jerusalem, it's Babylon. And the great city was divided into three parts, and the cities of the nations fell, and great Babylon, there's my point proven, came in remembrance before God to give unto her the cup of the wrath of the fierceness of cup of wine of the fierceness of his wrath. What was that? Well, Jeremiah chapter 50, verse 28 says, I remembered my temple and what Nebuchadnezzar did. And because of that, I will make you Babylon as Sodom and Gomorrah. chapter 51, verse 11. I remember it, and for what you did to my temple, my vengeance will come up. And he is going to destroy Babylon. Jeremiah 49 says, Babylon will be as they never were. Wiped out. There's only two peoples. Babylon is one of them. The modern day Iraqis. Wiped out as they never were. When does this happen? It's the seventh vial judgment. It's the last judgment before Jesus Christ comes back to earth. But there's one other bit of business he has to take care of.